You're listening to Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Okay, we're going to be going over the NFL schedule. Real quick, though, I do want to get in the Major League Baseball just to give you the schedule for today. Later on, it's going to be game number 5 in Arlington, Texas, and Houston. Justin Verlander getting the start for the Astros, going up against Jordan Montgomery. He pitched really well in game 1. Christopher Sanchez is going for Philadelphia in the NLCS later on tonight. Joe Mantiply is going to be pitching for the Diamondbacks. He's an opener. It looks like a bullpen game for the Diamondbacks in game number 4. So that is their Major League Baseball schedule. But the NFL, it is week number 7. It got started last night. Jacksonville beating the Saints 34-24. Like I said with Eric, there's no real big takeaway of this. Like, the Saints are about a 3-4 team. The Jaguars should be 5-2. They're a good team. They made the playoffs last year. They should be about a 5-2 team, and that's what you ended up getting. They kind of fell asleep a little bit in the second half, but nevertheless, they do come away with the win. All right, so let's get rolling with the games that are on the schedule for Sunday to start week 7. We'll go to Chicago, Bears, Raiders, quarterbacks out. Justin Fields, dislocated thumb. You got Jimmy Garoppolo, who's been ruled out, had a back injury, was sent to a Vegas hospital in their game against the
Are we using Vegas Patriots? Hospital in quotes?
Yeah, Vegas hospital in quotes, right. Yeah, exactly. Raiders are 3-3, Bears 1-5. Yeah, no need to watch this, I guess, unless you want to know about the young man who's playing for the Bears.
Which, by the way, Tyson Bagent.
Yeah.
I saw this little snippet on him. It wasn't really on him, but did you know his dad is a 20-time world champion arm wrestler?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Is that a thing, an arm wrestling world champion?
Yes, there's a video.
Are you
video.
Really going around the world to arm wrestle people?
I don't know if he's going around the world or the world started coming to him.
Yeah. Like, are you going to, like, villages and, like, other continents and going, I want your strongest man.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe he's like, he went deep into the Amazon.
That's right.
He just pointed at a guy and went, give me him.
You, who's the strongest guy here? I'm taking you on an arm wrestle.
I think the other reason why to watch this game could be Davante Adams last as a Raider.
Yeah, it could be, because we're getting to that deadline, and he's very, very frustrated. He's
very, very unhappy. Angry. For him, it's not about wins and losses. It's about greatness.
No, again, I came here to play with Derek Carr. And he got rid of Derek Carr.
Yep.
All right. Speaking of backup quarterbacks, let's go with Browns and Colts. Could we have another game where the backup quarterbacks are starting? Well, we know in Indianapolis that's going to be the case.
Yeah.
Gardner Minshew is going to be the quarterback because Anthony Richardson is out. But Deshaun Watson was throwing, but he's not been ruled in. Could this be another PJ Walker game in the NFL where, again, we've got backup quarterbacks playing?
I don't even know what to say about this.
I don't either.
I mean, it's one of those things. It's like, well, I guess rest him another week. But again, I don't know what the injury is.
Shoulder.
Shoulder?
From what I found out.
But been cleared to play.
Right, I guess so. But he was limited in practice on Thursday.
So he,
according to Mary Kay Cabot in Cleveland.
It's sore.
So it's
he can't fight through the pain.
He is non-committal on a return date. It's a very bizarre story. But... Is he serving a
suspension we don't know about?
That I was wondering the same thing. I don't know. That's a great question. But it looks like he's doubtful to play, but he's listed as questionable. But he hasn't been ruled, you know. But I don't think he's going to end up playing. I think PJ Walker is going to play. And that means there's another game. The first two out of the gate are featuring four teams. Neither one of them is starting their quarterback. Hello.
Yeah.
All right. How about in this third game
it's
where you've got the New England Patriots? I probably would like to start their backup quarterback.
Well, at least
but
the fans
just
do.
Committed to Mac Jones as they take on the Buffalo Bills. Now, Josh Allen was day to day with a shoulder injury, but there's nothing to indicate that he will not play this weekend. In fact, I think he's fully good to go. But the Patriots are averaging just 12 points per game. Mac Jones has been miserable. 7 interceptions this season. And here's the deal. When Brady leaves, that's when you can really start feasting on people. And the Bills have won 6 of the last 7 meetings against New England, thanks to Tom Brady getting the hell out of New England and going somewhere else. So the Bills and the Patriots. Buffalo is 4-2. New England's 1-5. And they are 0-3 at home in Foxborough. So the Boo Bird should be coming out this weekend. But you know what bothers me about this game? And this is what it bothers me. Every now and then when I think the Patriots are done, they win a game like this and you go, how in the world did they do it?
All the time.
And they do it all the time. And you go, like, since Brady's left, he manages to squeeze out wins like this.
And the Bills are the team that will allow that to happen.
They certainly will. That was not impressive last week against the Giants, a team that was starting in, another backup quarterback. But, yeah, the Patriots, don't bury them yet. It's a little, they're really strange that way. How about the Commanders against the Giants? Now, will Saquon Barkley be traded? As Eric Enholm said, he said he doesn't want to be. But if you're the Giants, you give this, you franchise tag this guy for a reason. Why? You want to give the money to Daniel Jones and you think, well, running backs get hurt. And Saquon Barkley had been hurt. He just came back from an injury last week against the Bills. So I can see the Giants going, I know we told you we'd work something out, but that working something out is going to be with somebody else. But Jones had a neck injury. He's looking to get his way back into the game. He is questionable. Did not play against the Bills.
Let's face it. Yeah, I mean, even when he has been healthy, he has not been effective at all.
No.
I don't know if it's, if the Giants are sitting there going, okay, we wasted money. And they're looking at Saquon going, we can't do this as well.
Yeah,
like,
right.
It might be a waste of money with Saquon.
Right, we're not going to give you a deal. We looked it over. You're always hurt. We're
and I'm surprised Saquon, I mean, is with Saquon, is it something that you have to say as a player that you don't want to be traded? Or does he go home at night going, God, get me the heck out of New York?
You don't have to say that. You that's a good question, but you don't have to. You're under no obligation to say anything. If somebody asks you, you can go, well, I'll just let it play out. It's a business thing. Because everyone accepts it. It's a business.
Right.
You don't have to go rah-rah home team. Like, you can go, look, it's a business. If they want to trade me, they can trade me. I want to be here. If they don't want me here, then I'll go play somewhere else. But he seems to be really wanting to stay in New York.
Yeah.
And be a Giant. Seems
like, I mean, honestly, if I was Saquon, I would be looking elsewhere going, it's like, you know, I could probably do some good here. These guys have a good line. Let me go there.
Right, right. Exactly. And he'd want to know that he would go, if he was being traded, going someplace that would give him a deal. Like Jonathan Taylor, right? Jonathan Taylor got a deal when we thought those two sides hated each other. Right? I was like, Jim Irsay's never given Jonathan Taylor a deal. Then he gave Jonathan Taylor a deal. You can play the game in the media all you want, but in the end, if push comes to shove, you know, people are signing on the dotted line. How about the Atlanta Falcons facing the Buccaneers? I told my wife last night, I said, you know what's one thing that's going on down in your hometown? She said, what? I said, nobody's going to Buccaneers games. She said, really? I said, hundreds and hundreds of thousands.
Did they move to St. Pete?
Yeah, right? Did they move to St. Pete? Thousands of tickets are available still for this game at Raymond James Stadium between the Bucs and Falcons. I don't know why. It's a post-Brady effect, but this team is fighting in first place.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. I'm sorry Brady left, but you didn't have him for a long time. You're fighting for first place. But we saw the Honolulu Blue all over the place last week when Detroit was in town. Are the Falcon fans going to invade?
Do they travel?
I don't know if they travel well.
I mean, that's not a far trip from Atlanta.
It is an NFC South matchup between two of the teams that 3-3, the Falcons, 3-2, the Buccaneers. Here's the thing. Tom Brady, we talked about this with the Bills, right? Brady left the Patriots. The Bills get to feast now on a weaker New England team, right? The Buccaneers, this is in reverse. The Buccaneers have won 5 of the last 6 meetings against Atlanta. Of course, in most of those, they had Tom Brady at quarterback. So it's the reverse. He'll beat up on teams for you all day, all night. And then when he leaves, it goes the other way. So the Buccaneers do own a winning streak, but they're not facing Brady anymore. They're facing Baker Mayfield.
You know why you tune into this game? Because I think Bijan Robinson is going to have a good game.
Yeah, Bijan Robinson.
I think he's going to run all over that Buccaneers defense.
And so, again, you know, whether or not this is the way this division's going, folks, it's going to be mediocre football, blah football, not exceptional football, but one of these teams is winning a division. One of these three teams is winning this lousy division. Bucks, Falcons, or Saints. Take your pick. Pick your poison. Don't matter to me.
How about Panthers. The Panthers? Really,
no,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. How about the really awesome Detroit Lions at 5-1 against the pretty good, really awesome Baltimore Ravens, who, like I said, think they should be 6-0?
Why is this at noon?
Yeah, why is this at noon? This is a Fox baby game in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Slap this on late at night in Baltimore. Really good teams. Really good matchup. This is one of your better matchups in the early afternoons. You know why? It doesn't feature backup quarterbacks. Jared Goff's going to play. Lamar Jackson is going to play. All right? It's going to be two teams, again, that really are some of the better teams in the NFL.
No, this one, I know I'm not going to get it. I wish I could.
Yep. The Lions are averaging 26 points per game. That's fantastic. The Ravens are coming off the London trip. There's always a little hangover effect, but they got back early enough to sort of put that in the back burner. Jared Goff, 11 touchdowns this season. They're fourth in passing. We'll continue with the rest of the schedule in the NFL next. It's Wake Up Call.
Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, we are continuing our look at our schedule. We're getting into the late games now in the NFL. By the way, it's a short, these are a lot shorter because there are six teams on bye weeks. So Bengals, Cowboys, Titans, Jets, Panthers, and Texans, all with the weekend off. So just in case you were wondering if it's a little shorter with the schedule. Let's go back to the games, and let's go in the late afternoon games. The Fox game on in Los Angeles will be the Steelers taking on the Rams. Now, here's the deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay, I'm going to let you know something. They're really good after a bye week. Really good. But they are terrible on the West Coast. Now, recently, they've had a couple of wins on the West Coast. Like this year, for example, they won in the Pacific time zone beating the Raiders. But in the Tomlin era, the Steelers are 3-7 in games in the Pacific time zone. And I'm telling you, they used to lose games to like the Raiders in Oakland when the Raiders were terrible, lost them like three times in the Tomlin era, lost to San Francisco when San Francisco wasn't very good, lost to Seattle in Seattle. 2021, it was around Thanksgiving, they lost a wild fun game in Los Angeles against the Chargers, Sunday Night Football. But they are not good on the West Coast, but they are good after a bye game, so something's got to give. The Rams are 3-3. The Steelers could have Deontay Johnson back. It could spark their offense. He's been out since week one with a hamstring injury. Other than that, they got nothing. I mean, they have nothing offensively. They are atrocious. They're averaging 16 points per game, but they are third in the league in sacks. And the Rams are 3-3. What could I say about the Rams at 3-3?
Nothing.
Nothing. I'm going to go nothing. So there you go.
I guess, you know, see how Cooper Kupp responded from his injury.
Sure. There you go. There's a couple of things. There's a couple of things right there.
I guess the only thing to watch out for will be whether or not Sean McVay is actually there.
Yes.
Because
okay, here's the thing to watch out for. If I see crazy Chargers lady in a Rams jersey, then I'm going to think she was a plant.
Okay. That's a good point.
Yeah. I, by the way, saw a TikTok video that made me laugh out loud. And my wife said, what's so funny? And I said, I can't share this with you. You won't think it's funny. Somebody on TikTok said, we now know who the Charger lady is. And everyone thought she was an NFL plant. But clearly she's not. She's clearly a well-versed woman who has nothing better to do on a Tuesday with an outstanding webcam. And I laughed because I'm like, yeah, that's right. That's right. She had an awesome webcam. Tuesday afternoon, nothing. Very articulate, well-versed in the script. And I was like, yeah, she still could be a plant. That's right. I don't know. I think she's just a Charger fan that just, you know, liked the Vikings at one point and decided for no reason whatsoever to change teams just because she moved to a new city. Nevertheless, how about the Cardinals against the Seahawks? All right, the Seahawks are 3-2, and the Cardinals are 1-5. And the Cardinals are not like
I can't find the edge in this game anymore.
Yeah, they're not fun anymore. They used to be fun when Josh Dobbs was like putting them in competitive football games. It was kind of like, this is cute. Kyler Murray did return to practice, but is he ever going to play at any point at any time soon? I doubt it.
No.
I don't think he will. Still will be the Josh Dobbs show, but Kyler Murray did return to practice, in case you're wondering. But nevertheless, they're 1-5. The Seahawks are still a very strong football team at 3-2.
And they're going to be this quiet team all season long. We're not really going to talk about them. They're just hiding up there in the Pacific Northwest. And when we're going to really take notice, it'll probably be like week 15, week 16 going, God, did you know they're the fifth seed or the sixth seed in the playoffs right now?
That's right. That's right. Okay, here's a wild thing I was thinking about the other day. This next game is the Packers against the Broncos. Okay? The Broncos are home as an AFC team. They entertain the Packers once every 8 years, right? So you play an NFC team once every 4 years. You go there. 4 years later, they come to you. So if you want that cycle, now, if you go 8 years back on the calendar, you will go back to 2015. That's when Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback and Peyton Manning was playing and they beat the Packers. If you want to go 8 years before that, it's 2007. Brett Favre was the quarterback. And here's the other thing, that game was held on a Monday right after the Rockies had lost game 4 of the World Series. So it was kind of a cool time. And now, 8 years later, here's Jordan Love. Here is the trifecta of Packers quarterbacks coming into Denver. Won't matter. The Broncos still stink. They're terrible. They're 1-5. Their defense gives up a ton of points, tons of yards, whatever you want to use to measure it. I don't care about Jerry Jeudy and Steve Smith and that little hassle. Why would I waste my time with a 1-5 team? But the Packers are more interested in.
Now, I said this earlier about Belichick, and it might even be true with Sean Payton, where we sit back and go, man, it was Breeze all along.
Right.
This marriage is not working.
This is not working.
It is not working at all. Even if they win, I don't think it's going to change the narrative.
The Packers I'm more interested in. Now, yeah. I don't think the Packers are a good team. I don't think the Packers will be a good team. I think this is the youngest team in the NFL. Jordan Love is not going to get evaluated after 1 year whether or not he's a bust or not. He's going to get a number of years at this job. They did give it to Aaron Rodgers. They went 6-10 in Rodgers' first year after Favre. They'll do the same thing with Jordan Love. They got too much invested in him. But he is going to get Aaron Jones back for this game, trying to run the football a little bit better. That certainly helps Jordan Love's performance when he's in. Here's the thing with Jones. He was hurt. He came back. Then he suffered a setback in their last game against Las Vegas. He's had a bye week to get better, and it looks like he's going to play this weekend. That's the only team I care about. This dumpster fire that is the Denver Broncos, I couldn't care less. Yell at each other, throw stuff at each other. I couldn't care less about your problems. And I don't – listen. I follow a lot of my friends in Denver on Twitter. Nick Ferguson is one of them. He comes on this show. A couple of other guys. And they're always making excuses for this team. Oh, it's getting better. It's not getting better. This team is lousy. It's okay to say they're lousy. Don't sit on a fence because you are afraid of angering half of your audience because they're diehard. I will live or die with my team. You can live and die with your team and admit that they stink. They stink. They're terrible. How about this one, my friend? How about the Chargers and Chiefs at Arrowhead?
Yeah, who wants to watch anything
right,
like
who
that?
Who wants to watch that? Well, I think I'm getting that game.
So do I.
As on the Fox CBS late game broadcast in Nashville. I think I will settle in and either watch Red Zone to see the Steelers-Rams or Chargers-Chiefs.
I think I'm very excited about this. I really am. I think Chargers-Chiefs. Can't think of a better way to spend a Sunday afternoon.
Now, on the level of rivalries for the Chargers, where are the Chiefs? Are they one in the division? 3-2?
I want to say it like this. It's getting, like, if we could always have them fluctuating.
Right.
Right? I think it would be number one right now. Because I think, it's Herbert against Mahomes. Traditionally, though, it's going to always be Chargers-Raiders.
Chargers-Raiders.
And yeah. I think after Raiders, like if we're going like over the span of how many X amount of years, I think it goes Raiders-Broncos-Chiefs.
I'm looking back on some of their games, and these games are super close.
That's what I'm saying. In like recent memory, especially with Herbert, it is – for Herbert, it's going to be Chiefs.
Right.
And because, the very first game, remember the very first game he played, he almost beat the Chiefs. Very first game, out of the gate. Here's your NFL start, bud. Yeah, your Tyrod Taylor just got stabbed in the lung. You're starting.
Here you go. That's right. Last year it was two 3-point wins by the Chiefs.
And it was usually last second, too.
Right, right, exactly. And that was a game. There was a game last year, I think it was at Arrowhead, where Herbert was getting like a punctured like rib cage or something.
And came
and
out and still played.
Flinging it, like still chucking it downfield.
And brought and got them the lead, and then it becomes Mahomes-Kelsey show.
That's right, that's right. But yeah, this game is usually really good, really good.
Taylor could be in attendance, by the way, because Kelsey did go out and buy her a $6 million home.
Yeah, nice. Are they getting married? What do you mean he bought her a $6 million home?
Bought her a $6 million home.
Are they getting married?
No, just bought her a house. That's what people do.
He bought
her
a house?
Bought her a house.
Okay.
Because obviously she doesn't have the $6
million
to spend.
Can you explain that? Don't disappear from that. How did he buy? He bought her? I didn't see this story.
Let's do this. We'll come back to it.
Okay.
Let's finish up.
Sunday Night Football, don't let me down. Please don't let me down. We went through this once before this season. You gave us Dallas and San Francisco. You gave us this amazing game between two teams that are going to be on top of the NFC. And I couldn't wait. I spent all weekend waiting for this game, and I'm not a fan of either team. I was thrilled to have this game on Sunday Night Football, and I settled in to watch it. I was so excited until I got an unbelievable dud of a football game and an embarrassment for the Cowboys. Please do not do this for Dolphins Eagles.
Oh, God, if you do. If we do, we might quit you.
Please.
We might quit you, Sunday Night Football.
You've got the number one offense. You have got the number one passing offense, rushing offense. They put up more yards than anybody, over 500 a game. On the road against the Eagles, are looking to bounce back after a loss to the Jets. You've got Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts, Alabama quarterbacks that are entrenched and connected in history. Do not give me a dud Sunday night. Do not.
Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, welcome back. It's our wrapping up the schedule. So back to the Dolphins and Eagles. I hope, please give me a good game. Please give me a game that is on the edge of my seat. I don't even care who wins.
Secretly, I know what we all hope for. What we hope for is Rams Chiefs.
Yeah, right.
You know, I don't care.
You keep bringing that up, but I don't know. I don't like 55-52 or something.
No?
I
think with these two, I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
With these two teams.
To me, it's like I was talking about earlier. This is why I like pitcher's duels. I don't mind games like that. But don't you feel like when you see a game like that, like something went horrifically wrong?
Yes, the defense didn't show up.
Like it's arena football now?
You're watching a Big 12 game.
Yeah, like... But in the Big 12, they don't even pretend to play. They go, we don't even have it.
That's true.
It doesn't exist.
So you're more like, you know, it's like, hey, give me someone that, you know, 31-27.
I'll tell you what. Okay, here's the deal. You can take 55-52 or whatever that score was. That's fine. I get it. It's all personal preference. I can do 42-37.
Well, see, for me, it's not so much the points. It was just the back-and-forth nature of that game.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'll give you that. Just the idea that it was never over. I see where you're going with that.
It's not so much about, hey, I need you guys to, you know, let's break the NFL record of most points combined. I don't care about that. It's just the back-and-forth nature of, like,
that's true.
You look at this team like, oh, they're going to score on this drive. Oh, and they did.
And then they get it back. I agree with that. I agree with that point. It's like when somebody goes, a baseball game was like 13-11, and I go, did you really enjoy that?
I want to see a competitive game. I don't want to see a lot of penalties. I don't want to see a lot of mistakes. I don't want to see what we got Monday night.
Right. I agree.
Where it was, you know, even though it was my team playing, it was, you know, the Chargers getting drives extended because, oh, Cowboys, you were idiots and you made a mistake.
I got you. I can see that. So I can see if we get a game where Tua's on fire and Jalen Hurts is on fire and I could see that. That'd be good.
And both Alabama receivers are showing up.
Yeah, right. A lot of Alabama love in this game. A lot of Alabama love. Julio Jones is on this team now.
I know, that's so crazy. I almost want to say he was brought onto the team just for this game. Like, hey, we're having an Alabama family reunion. Come on by.
I don't mean to be rude. This is going to sound really rude. I feel like looking at Julio Jones going, are we still doing this? We still like, haven't we kind of?
I thought he retired.
Yeah, I kind of thought you were done.
I mean, you literally think about this, right? He played with Roddy White.
Right.
Okay.
Like, okay, we're still hanging on to this?
Yeah, I haven't heard that. I haven't said Roddy White's name in forever.
Oh, I tell you right now, he came to the Titans a couple of years ago, and everyone thought, this is going to work. This is going to work.
I thought he retired.
It did not.
I mean, I guess technically he didn't retire, right? They just forgot about him?
Yeah,
the entire NFL just said, yeah.
He said, see you later. Like, is he on the practice squad, or are they, like, actually going to use him?
In this game, they have to bring him.
I
think it's a part of the Alabama contract.
All right, I'm looking him up right now. He's only 34. That's not tremendously old, but I feel like he's 45.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been dealing with Julio Jones for a really long time.
Forever. That's what I said. He played with Roddy White. Roddy White's been out of the league for, 18 years now,
I think. He's coming in. Yeah, exactly. Julio Jones. Well done. I like how the fact that they, in his picture on, they still don't have him in an Eagles jersey to put in his bio.
Haven't even photoshopped him yet?
They haven't even photoshopped him yet. Something green. He's still wearing his Falcons, Buccaneers, whatever team he was playing for. Didn't he play for the Bucs? Or am I thinking of somebody else? Like, didn't show up, like, played. I don't want to get into his career. Golly, I'm already done with him. I know he played for the Titans and disappeared. Yes, he did play for the Buccaneers. I thought so. I thought he was on the Buccaneers for like 10 seconds. He was. He played for the Titans in 2021 and the Buccaneers last year. You know how you don't remember him? Because he played in 10 games and hardly caught any passes.
Yep.
So we're still doing this. Monday night. What's the Monday night game?
Niners-Vikings.
Okay. All right. Well, all right, good luck with that.
You might have a crucial baseball game to watch.
You might have a really crucial baseball game to watch. And by all accounts, what's the situation with the injuries for the Niners? It's like they're
mash
out,
unit
right?
Now, right?
Yeah. So yeah, no need to worry. Brock Purdy can't lose two in a row. But you got Deebo Samuel questionable, Christian McCaffrey questionable. So
Drake Monday
Greenlaw questionable.
Monday, what you could have Monday is game 6 of Arizona-Philly.
Right.
Or game 7 of Texas-Houston.
Oh, wow. That's great.
And definitely game 7, Texas-Houston, is a 7:03 Eastern time start time.
I will take that. I will take that Monday night.
So that might be a better alternative than Niners-Vikings if no one's playing.
Yeah, that's right. So there you go. There's your weekend that was.